Today we are reading Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 24, chanting the song sung by Lord Shiva, and the verse is verse 33. Shri Rudra Uvacha,
Shri Rudra Uvacha,
Jitanta Atma Vidvaraya,
Jitanta Atma Vidvaraya,
Jitanta Atma Vidvaraya,
Jitanta Atma Vidvaraya,
Svastaye Svastirastume,
Svastaye Svastirastume,
Svastaye Svastirastume,
Svastaye Svastirastume,
Bhavatarada Saradam,
Bhavatarada Saradam,
Bhavatarada Saradam,
Bhavatarada Saradam,
Sarvasma Atmane Namaha,
Sarvasma Atmane Namaha,
Sarvasma Atmane Namaha,
Sarvasma Atmane Namaha,
Shri Rudra Uvacha,
Shri Rudra Uvacha,
Lord Shiva began to speak,
Lord Shiva began to speak,
Jitam,
Jitam,
all glories,
all glories,
Te,
Te,
unto you,
unto you,
Atmavit,
Atmavit,
self-realized,
self-realized,
Vaya,
Vaya,
the best,
the best,
Svastaye,
Svastaye,
unto the auspicious,
unto the auspicious,
Svasti,
Svasti,
auspiciousness,
auspiciousness,
Astu,
Astu,
let there be,
let there be,
me,
me,
of me,
of me,
Bhavata,
Bhavata,
by you,
by you,
Aradasa,
Aradasa,
by the all perfect,
by the all perfect,
Radham,
Radham,
worshipable,
worshipable,
Sarvasma,
Sarvasma,
the supreme soul,
the supreme soul,
Atmane,
Atmane,
the unto the supreme soul,
unto the supreme soul,
Namaha,
Namaha,
obeisances,
obeisances.
Translation: Lord Shiva addressed the Supreme Personality of Godhead with the following prayer. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, all glories unto you. You are the most exalted of all self-realized souls. Since you are always auspicious for the self-realized, I wish that you be auspicious for me. You are worshipable by virtue of the all perfect instruction you give. You are the Supreme Soul, therefore I offer my obeisance unto you as the Supreme Living Being, pure power by His Divine Virtue, Prabhupada. As soon as a devotee is inspired by the Lord to offer the Lord a prayer, the devotee immediately glorifies the Lord in the beginning by saying, all glories unto you, my Lord. The Lord is glorified because He is considered to be the chief of all self-realized souls. As said in a Veda, in Katha Upanishad, Nityo Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam. The Supreme Being, the Personality of Godhead, is the chief living being amongst all living beings. There are different kinds of individual living beings. Some of them are in this material world and some are in the spiritual world. Those who are in the spiritual world are known to be completely self-realized because on the spiritual platform, the living entity is not forgetful of his service to the Lord. Therefore, in the spiritual world, all those who are in the devotional service of the Lord are eternally fixed, for they understand the position of the Supreme Being as well as their individual constitution. Thus, among self-realized souls, the Lord is known as the perfectly self-realized soul. Nityo Nityanam Chetanas Chetananam. When the individual soul is fixed in his knowledge of the Lord as the Supreme Being, he actually becomes established in all auspicious position. Lord Shiva pray, hearing that his auspicious position continue eternally by virtue of the Lord's mercy upon him. The Supreme Lord is all perfect, and the Lord instructs that one who worship Him also become perfect. As stated in Bhagavad Gita chapter 15, verse 15, Mata smitin gyanam apo arancham. The Lord is situated as the super soul in everyone's heart, but He is so kind to His devotees that He gives them instruction by which they may continue to progress. When they receive instruction from the All-Perfect, There is no chance of their being misled. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, verse 10, Dadami buddhi yugam tam yenamam payantite. The Lord is always ready to give instruction to the pure devotees so that the devotee can advance further and further in devotional service. Since the Lord gives instruction as Sarvatma, the Super Soul, Lord Shiva offers him respect with the word Sarvatma Atmani Namaha. The individual soul is called Atma, and the Lord is also called Atma as well as Paramatma. Being situated in everyone's heart, the Lord is known as the Supreme Atma. Therefore, all obeisances are offered unto him. In this regard, one may refer to the prayer of Kunti in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Tata paramaham sanam muninam amaratmanam bhakti yoga vidanartam katam pashima istriyaha. The Lord is always ready to give instruction to the paramahamsa, or the topmost devotee of the Lord, who are completely liberated from all contamination of the material world. The Lord always gives instruction to such exalted devotees to inform them how they can remain fixed in devotional service. Similarly, it is stated in the Atmaram verse, Atmarama shamunayo nigranta apirukame kurvantya haitukim bhaktim itam bhuta guno hari. The word Atmaram refers to those who are not interested in the material world but are simply engaged in spiritual realization. Such self-realized persons are generally considered in two categories, impersonal and personal. However, impersonalists also become devotees when they are attracted by the personal transcendental qualities of the Lord. The conclusion is that Lord Shiva wants to remain a fixed devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudeva. As explained in the following verses, Lord Shiva never desired to merge into the existence of the Supreme Lord like the impersonalist. Rather, he thinks that it would be good fortune for him to continue to be fixed in the understanding of the Lord as the Supreme Being. By this understanding, one realizes that all living entities, including Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and other demigods, are servants of the Supreme Lord. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shaikshuru Militam Yena Tasma Shri Gurave Namaha Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sa. What is it now? Shri Rupam. I'm sorry, I'm not so well. Wake up this morning after the day of yesterday. Sadvaitam Savaditam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vishikamta E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagat Pate Govisha Govisha Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gurandi Radha Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Panamami Hari Priye Vancha Garpata Vibhyasa Kripa Sindhu Vyari Vatsa Patitanam Pavane Vyo Vishna Vyo Namo Nama Chaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shri Vasati Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 So I can read again the translation of the verse. Lord Shiva addressed the Supreme Personality of Godhead with the following prayer. O Supreme Personality of Godhead, all glories unto you. You are the most exalted of all self-realized souls. Since you are always auspicious for the self-realized, I wish that you be auspicious for me. You are worshipable by virtue of the all perfect instruction you give. You are the Super Soul, therefore I offer my obeisance unto you as the Supreme Living Being. So it's a very beautiful prayer by Lord Shiva addressed to Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it's also quite a long pure Srila Prabhupada. And we make quite different point about the absolute difference between the living entity, the Jiva, and the position of Lord Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Especially mentioned, I think, two or twice this verse from the Katha Upanishad, Nityo Nityanam Chaitanya Chaitanana Eko Bhavanam Yogidatrikama, and that actually Krishna and ourselves, we have many quality in common, as we are both eternal and also both are conscious, they have knowledge. But there is an essential difference between Krishna and all other living entity is that he's the maintainer of all of the other Jiva, and Krishna actually by his mercy is maintaining all the different living entity, both in this material world and in the spiritual world. So Prabhupada said that there is different kind of living entity, and he said that some they are in the material world and some in the spiritual world. And as we know, actually there is much more living entity residing in the spiritual world than in this material world. I think it's like 3/4 against 1/4. So sometimes, because for so long we are used to live in the material world, we think that the majority of individuals actually they are made of people who have no consciousness of Krishna, no consciousness of their relation with the Supreme Personality as a servant. But actually it's very a minority of the living entity living in such a state of consciousness, because in the spiritual world all the living entity, they are conscious of God and they are much more in numbers than this in this material world. So it's quite unnatural to be unconscious of Krishna, and therefore many times it's also mentioned the material world where we are living as a jail. And as we know in a society, very few people actually, it's a minority who go in a jail. It's not natural for a living entity to be conditioned in jail, but that's our position as conditioned soul. So it's very unnatural, and we should always remember that most of the living entity, living beings, they are actually always fully absorbed in devotional service. Prabhupada said that those who are in the spiritual world are known to be completely self-realized, because they are not forgetful of his service to the Lord. And that's the topmost understanding of self-realization. We speak of many times in material world, people speak about self-realization, and there is different kind of spiritualists, and they all have a certain understanding of what it means to be self-realized. But to make it quick as a conclusion, self-realized just means to understand that we are a servant of God. That's the proper self-realization. Whatever is not in accord with this, it's different from this understanding. Actually, it's only a very, very partial self-realization. Of course, to realize already that we are not the body, the material body, it's already quite a high understanding in this material energy. But many times Prabhupada mentioned how that's just a primary level of realization. And the topmost, of course, it's to realize God, Krishna, as the Supreme Personality, and to realize also the relation that we have with Him as a servant, eternal servant. I was reading this morning when I was chanting the Majapa that there is very numerous prayer by different person toward Krishna. I was reading one of Mirabai, one very elevated Vaishnava devotee, Vaishnavi, and she mentioned so many times, "I just want to be your servant, your servant." Someone who is not so used to the Vaishnava culture, and you may wonder why actually it's only to be servant, servant always. Okay, we are servant of God, but why to make the point so often and just always? There's so many different way to relate to God. But for a true devotee, for a true realized person, actually it's the essential realization to understand that our eternal position is to be a servant of Krishna, to be a servant of God. And why a devotee, he mentioned so many times this fact, and he made so many prayers, like here by Lord Shiva, to his master, because actually there is nothing more relishable than to serve Krishna. It's not just out, okay, I realize I'm a servant, so now from today I will make my best to always serve Krishna. Like, no, it's not like this actually. It's very relishable, this understanding that we are eternal servant. Because when we realize who Krishna is, he's not only God. I mean, he's a God, of course, but he has so many wonderful qualities. He's so unique and so the variety of his quality are so amazing and unparalleled. Nobody can match this quality. And when we realize that we are the servant of this person, it's nothing can give more pleasure to the jiva, to the living entity. When you realize that eternally he has the right actually to serve Krishna, and eternally Krishna he will accept this service because he loves so much his devotee. Tai Shishi Radha Gopinath ki. So in order to come to this realization, the devotee, the conditioned soul who desire to perfect his devotional service needs so much help, because we know the material energy is actually very, very powerful, and there is no way we can fight against actually the material energy, because it's although it is classified as an inferior energy, still it's the energy of God, and it's very powerful. And here in the purport, Prabhupada mentioned how he helped the devotee with desire to serve him. He mentioned this verse from the Bhagavad Gita, Mata Smriti Gyanam Apu Anansha, and that actually Krishna is situated in everyone's heart. Everyone. It's not only in the devotee's heart, but it's in every living entity. Either he remember his position as a devotee or not, he's situated. But he's so kind, Prabhupada said to his devotee that he give them instruction by which they may continue to progress. So that's the essential difference between someone who want to forget Krishna and someone who want to remember This verse further explain how it's Krishna who originally give the remembrance or the knowledge or the forgetfulness. And it's only according to our own desire, if we want to remember Krishna, He will give all facility, all instruction, in order that we become more and more perfect in our remembrance. And if on the contrary, a living entity desire to forget, to do his business without Krishna in the center, He will also bless him by making forgetful of this relation. For this reason, we see so many people in the material world, they are so actually convinced, so strong in their faith that Krishna doesn't exist, that there is no God, or if there is, it's only an impersonal energy. So different, many different faiths in all the reality than the Krishna consciousness, because actually that's Krishna who make it possible. Otherwise, for a jiva, a living entity, it will be impossible to forget Krishna. But by the grace, if we could say, of the Lord, it become possible. And in the same way, when a person desire to re-establish his relation with Krishna, it's also Krishna who will help him by giving the remembrance and also by directing his very life in order to facilitate his progress in devotional service. So it's only by the power, when the verse says Nityananda Nityananam Chaitananam Eko Bhav Nam Yuvidadati Kaman, then when this verse says that it's Krishna who maintain all other living entity, that is his unique position. It's not mean only just the food or the water, but it means even our most very refined quality or energy, the faculty to remember, the faculty to learn, the faculty to do so many things. It's Krishna who is actually giving the power to do this. So it's actually a very merciful act of Krishna, because in one way we could say he's not obliged to do all this, but because he's so so fond of his living entity, of the all the different jiva, he has so much love that he will always do the best for them. So I can finish by reading again the last part of the purport, because we can also glorify a little Lord Shiva. The conclusion is that Lord Shiva wants to remain a fixed devotee of the Supreme Personality of God at Vasudeva. As explained in the following verse, Lord Shiva never desired to merge into the existence of the Supreme Lord like the impersonalist. Rather, he thinks that it would be good fortune for him to continue to be fixed in the understanding of the Lord as the Supreme Being. By this understanding, one realizes that all living entities, including Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and other demigods, are servants of the Supreme Lord. As we know, there is different mention in the scripture who say how Lord Shiva is an exalted personality. It is even said that he is the most exalted of all the Vaishnava, the devotee. So, and he showed the way how we can remember always Krishna, pray for his mercy. And he say, Prabhupada here, that he never desired to merge into the existence of the Supreme Lord. So many times Prabhupada preach about the wrong of the impersonal understanding of the Absolute Truth. Of course, it's also bona fide. It doesn't mean that like an impersonality doesn't make any progress. There is some kind. But It is explained a little before in the verse that the impersonalists, they can also, when they become attached to the to Krishna, they can also become Vaishnava, engaged in devotional service. So that's the position of Lord Shiva. Is on a higher state of realization, and as it is explained, he never desired to merge into the existence of the Supreme Lord, because the, as we said before, the test for devotional service, once you test it, is so high, it's so full of pleasure, in fact, that there is nothing else that interests anymore the Vaishnava devotee, either the impersonal realization or any kind of power, mystical power, or any kind of material pleasure for the very advanced devotee. It's not even a question to resist to those allurement, to those different so-called goal of life. But he doesn't even anymore have any desire to indulge in all of these different paths, because the test he got from devotional service and the very pleasure that everyone is trying to find in material energy, and this pleasure he finds in spiritual devotional service, is so high that there is no more attractions. So that's the unique position of an advanced devotee. And as such, we should always, like Lord Shiva or Brahma, always pray for this higher realization. So maybe someone wants to... I'm sorry, I make it short because I'm a little tired of the term yesterday. Yeah?
Yeah?
You can repeat, it's to be always what?
To be open, trained, and free from reservations.
It's in this purple? Huh? Yeah, because I don't remember I said this. I read this. No, but you can repeat it. I just don't, because I'm French, sometimes I don't understand.
It's
But you, what you say at the end? Yeah. Open, friend, and free from reservation. Yeah, yeah. Well, I think the main point is to become free of envy, because the main block in our advancement in the spiritual life is that we are there is a lot of envy in the heart, and that makes us unable to be open, to be friend, and free from reservation. That's the main reason why we cannot develop this nice quality in order to progress in spiritual world. It's just like a bigger closing, and this enviousness toward other living entity, and especially toward Krishna, because we still have this desire to take his place, or to be the main person on the show, if we can say. We are not able to accept so much all the instruction from other devotees or from Krishna himself, the spiritual master. We are quite close in our own understanding, and it comes some reservation. Okay, we practice, we understand we have to practice devotional service in order to advance, but still there is a lot of a restraint due to our condition of mind, of consciousness, and the main problem is this envy. But when a person becomes cleansed by just the practice, especially of the chanting, proper chanting of the holy name, gradually we become more open. And we can, in this way, be much more receptive to the mercy of Krishna. It comes easily to finish. It's to be understood. It's not by your own power and the beginning of devotional service, because we have a lot of desire and a wrong understanding, and we have the tendency to try by ourselves, you know, to progress, to progress in devotional life. But it doesn't work like this. The main thing is to open, like Prabhupada say, to be open, to be friendly toward all devotees and Krishna. And in this way, it's just by the grace of Krishna and his mercy and the grace of all other Vaishnava, naturally, without doing really any effort, we will progress and become more and more happy in Krishna consciousness. I mean, that's how I understand this. And you say you have another question? It's the same? Okay. Maybe, yeah?
Krishna said in the Bhagavad Gita that he doesn't worship the widow and the hara, less intelligent.
Yeah.
But for example, for the case of Lord Brahma, the spiritual master of Narada, then the disciple have to worship his guru.
Yeah.
So how can
you conceive that?
Because Lord Brahma is the first disciple of Supreme Lord
Krishna. Yeah, sure.
And he's a demigod as well, and he's a spiritual master of
Narada. Yeah, how we can conceive both. But it's just a question of how we worship the person. Like for Lord Brahma, if someone worships him as a demigod who's going to give him material benediction, that's the point it's made. We should not do that. We should not worship him. But of course, when we understand Brahma as the origin of Sampradaya, as a great Vaishnava or spiritual master, there's nothing wrong to worshiping as such. That's the main difference. Worshiping itself is not bad, but when we worship the demigod for material benediction, that's really the wrong understanding, or worse, to understand that we have the wrong understanding that demigod, like Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva, is as powerful as God. It's also very offensive for toward Krishna. But when we worship properly, specifically in the Brahma Sambhadaya, we understand Brahma is one of the great spiritual masters, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Okay. So Srimad Bhagavatam ki.